Hi, everybody. This is Bonnie from RivendellCoaching.com, and I want to share with you today the surprising secret to finding real happiness. It's not actually as much of a secret as you might think. It comes in two parts, two things that I want to share with you today that you can put into place right now, today, and start finding more contentment in your life. The first thing that I want to share with you, the first tip or secret, is that being happy is a choice. You choose it. You decide whether or not your reaction to situations are going to be opportunistic or they're going to be pessimistic. It's all up to you. So get that straight right now. How you feel overall is a choice. The second secret kind of goes along with that, and it's choosing to use conscious appreciation. And what that means is choosing, once again, you have the choice, but it's choosing to experience feelings of gratitude. It's choosing to decide that you have good things in your life and focusing on that rather than focusing on what you're lacking or what you're wanting. We know that it can be tough. We know. Clients come to me all the time and they say, oh, how am I supposed to do that after having a horrible day at work with a horrible boss? And I say to them, well, what's the bonus? What's the positive that you have? Well, you have a steady paycheck. You have security. You have benefits. You have opportunities at work to progress. There are opportunities even when it's a very negative situation. You just have to choose to look at it. That doesn't mean, of course, that you're going to be excited and happy and content your entire life. It's just a matter of choosing how you react to the situations that are negative. So spend some time and reflect on what is pleasurable in your life. What are your gifts? What are the skills that you're developing, the things that are happening to you that are good things? What kindnesses have been shown to you? And one of my favorite ways of reminding myself is that I need to spend some time with my grateful heart, and I hope that you find time today to spend time with your grateful heart.